It's a tiny particle, in this case, of Comet Swift-Tuttle.
Paul, good talking to you. Thank you for joining us on the BBC World Service. You are listening to the newsroom. It's coming up to 0420 GMT.
Which is 20 past five British summer time. That's where we leave the World Service. It's time for BBC Radio 4 to wake up. Your
imagination. This is Duncan Barks on 5 Live. It's Back Row, where we run through the top entertainment and art stories. We'll also tell you what's coming up in the world of film, television, music and theatre. With us tonight, BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat's Gigi Izundu and TV Times reviewer Emma Bullimore. Welcome both. Good to talk to you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Well, we have to start Back Row tonight with a tribute to Gene Wilder. Come with me. John's in Dartford. Morning, John.
Morning, how are you doing?
I'm very well, sir. Your thoughts on this? I mean, we're not going to see a night tube service starting on September the 12th. Has Boris, has Transport for London, have London Underground backed down against the unions? What are your thoughts this morning?
They've backed down completely, Natalie, because the unions have got the power.
And Gavin and Stacey, we can't let this chat, you know, finish without talking about Gavin and Stacey, which is still on the television now, still making a lot of people laugh. I was saying earlier when I was telling people you were coming in that I can still watch and pick up stuff I didn't see the second or third time
right. When
I watched it, some of those little bits in the script. Gavin and Stacey, the one thing that comes across to me is it always seemed like everyone was having a good time. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. And we were filming away in Cardiff. And when you're filming away from your home,
they go far beyond what they're intended to be. That is the big concern.
That's Robin Brandt in the South Korean capital. Now, let's end with news of one radio station in the eastern United States, which is playing its role in keeping American families together. Every Monday evening between 9 and 10, WMMT's Calls From Home program records messages from relatives and friends from across America to broadcast to their loved ones incarcerated in prisons in the Appalachian region.
My name is Terrence Ray. We're sitting here at the Studio C.
Is a jukebox close to hand?
It's right in front of me.
All right. Can you give us the full works? Punch something up and give it a blast for us. Go on.
Right, it's going to be a bit loud.
Sorry. I like loud. Go on.
It's just twirling round. And it stopped. It's just putting it on the turntable. And here we go.
Got a commentary as well.
Oh, crackles.